everybody. These are the type of texts that we appreciate at the station. Ray from Anderson. Oh, well, almost forgot. I came home Monday to my Harry's gift set. Being skeptical, I didn't plan to try it. But after listening to you guys talk about it so much, I finally decided to order it. Just tried it. Nice! Exclamation marks. Only thing better than the price is the shave. Nice call, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ray. We appreciate that. And I also turned you on to the Snickers bar.
Yeah.
I think that's the same, right? Angry lawyer on the Northland Communication phone line. Angry lawyer, what's going on?
Well, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I just got back from Abbeville, so I'm really good. That Pop-Tart thing, that reminded me of the time about a year ago I slammed on the brakes in my truck, and I looked down, and there was a sausage biscuit under the seat of my car, the truck. So, of course, I ate it, and you can imagine what happened afterwards.
Oh, no. You ate it?
No,
you must be kidding, right?
You did not eat it. How?
I mean, it had only been there like 2 weeks, and it's fast food. It was very savory, I'll be honest. I was hungry.
Well, it's savory.
LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in jail more than once. I ain't going to lie. The proportion of the lawyer you get is directly related to how guilty you are. And we know he's guilty.
That's sort of what I was suggesting. You know, I don't think you need this high-priced Atlanta lawyer if you don't think you're in some serious trouble.
I agree, and he is, and I hope that it comes down on him. That story about the casino and our boy Oakley,
yeah.
I was in a casino in Colorado about a year ago, and the guy next to me tried to claw back a chip, and this guy looked like Tex Cobb, grabbed him by the collar. and I held my spot. I'm like, hold my spot. I want to see what they did to him. He picked it. He literally threw him out of there into the asphalt like you see in Roadhouse. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, going back to the McCoy thing for a second, if it turns out that McCoy paid this guy, orchestrated this to go in and do this, what do you think he's facing? And I know this varies from state to state, but just as a guess.
That's a good question. At minimum, he's in the same position the guy's in because he ordered it. So you're looking at felonious assault, where he's going to jail. And he is. No, it's no ifs. It's how much this guy can get him off of his sentence, because he's going down. All the stuff. Go ahead.
I'll tell you something else. And I had this thought as well. You know, if McCoy really did orchestrate this, then I would suggest to the perpetrator that he may be in some serious danger.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, look at what he did. And the biggest thing is, what I couldn't understand is, this is what you do. You got a girlfriend, and, you know, I have a girlfriend. You know, the possum lives in Woodruff. I love her. I would never, ever, ever do anything like this. If we ever got in a fight, I'd just evict her. It's
right.
30 days. Serve her $40. Get out of there. Don't trash the place. There's more to this than it seems. And, you know, she may be crazy, but you don't touch a woman.
Yep.
And that's the bottom line, and he's going to pay for that.
Yep. Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Appreciate it, as always. You know, Ronan, what I meant by that is, you know, the only person who could really, it would seem to me, take McCoy down is the perpetrator.
Oh, yeah.
If the police catch up to him.
He could turn up evidence
right.
against
him. He's the key. So what I'm sort of suggesting is, if McCoy actually did this stuff, I'm not sure I'd want to be that guy right now.
Oh.
You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I, and again, we don't know any of this, but none of this looks, smells, feels good from a McCoy standpoint, especially when you sort of look back at his track record as well. I don't think it helps. All right, going back to this hot seat deal. again, Dodd has the key to this deal is a five is win or be fired. Four is start improving now. Three is pressure's mounting. Two is all good for now. One is safe and secure, and zero is untouchable. And when you start on this list, these appear to be in no order whatsoever that I can see. They're not in alphabetical order. I don't know what the order is here, but Troy Calhoun of Air Force is a two. I'm not going to go through all these. Nick Saban is a zero. That's not a surprise. Kevin Sumlin's a two, so in good standing for now. You know, eventually Arizona will learn about his allergies. But, you know, Ramona, they say that Arizona's a really good state for allergies. Very dry climate.
That's what they say. Yeah, dry climate's
dry
good
climate,
for allergies.
Very good for allergies. So
that's true. Maybe, Kevin, maybe he'll work that out.
Yeah, maybe
there.
He'll be especially happy there. Herm Edwards is a three. Herm Edwards has coached a game, and he's a three.
How could you be a three after one game?
No, he hasn't coached a single game.
He hasn't coached any?
He hasn't coached a single game, and he's a three.
That ain't fair. Strangely, you didn't get a chance.
Strangely enough, I tend to agree with that one. Chad Morris is a two. I'm just going to scroll down here. Gus Malzahn is a two, in parentheses, a three. I guess that was his score last year, I guess. I would say Malzahn might have been in more trouble than that last year. Matt Rhule at Baylor is a two. Steve Adazio is a three. I don't see that. I mean, how is Boston College going to do better than Adazio? I don't get it. I mean, Boston College should be thrilled to have Adazio. And again, if Adazio is the type of year I think he might, then he may just leave himself. Mike Jinks at Bowling Green is a four, so he's in some trouble according to this. Kalani Sitake at BYU is a four, so he's in trouble in terms of this. Brad Lambert at Charlotte is a five. I guess so. I mean, it's Charlotte. It's a new program. You know, only a couple of years. It's a mess, and I don't know if it's going to get better or not. Dabo Swinney is zero. Luke Fickle, the former Ohio State defensive coordinator, was a one, is now a three at Cincinnati. I never liked that hire. I was very fickle about Luke Fickle.
That's his name, Fickle?
Yeah, I was not all that high on him. Mike McIntyre of Colorado is a four. You know, the guy had a great year a couple of years ago, and now he's a four. I don't know. Colorado is a bad situation because, again, they never should have left the Big 12. It's really a difficult situation for any coach. I actually think that McIntyre is a good football coach, and I wouldn't be in a hurry to fire him if I was Colorado. I would be very patient. He's already had some success. If you're expecting him to win every year and it to be like it used to be, well, you're in the wrong league for that. Mike Bobo at Colorado State, a three. That seems high to me there, too. I mean, I would think Colorado State's pretty happy with Mike Bobo. David Cutcliffe, a one. You know, no offense. You know, I know everyone loves David Cutcliffe, and he's done all this. I'm not sure really what he's done of late. I mean, he's done a lot of losing. And, you know, his team always has the inherent advantage of getting the easiest draws from the other side of the conference. I mean, I'm not saying I would fire him. I wouldn't. But, you know, I don't know that I'd put him at one. Scotty Montgomery at ECU is a five. ECU is just a train wreck right now, an absolute disaster defensively. And, you know, it was just a few years ago that ECU was really a problem for ACC teams. I mean, they destroyed North Carolina twice. Butch Davis is a one at FIU. I never would have hired Butch Davis. You make him a five for me. Dan Mullen, a one, new coach. Lane Kiffin, a one. Obviously done a good job. Willie Taggart's a two. Willie Taggart hasn't coached a game, and he's at two? He's not safe? Willie Taggart? I don't know. I'd label Willie Taggart a zero. I mean, he hasn't coached yet. How can he be a two? He doesn't come with any.
You got to wait until they do something.
He doesn't come with any negative baggage. Kirby Smart's a zero. That's correct. Major Applewhite at Houston is the three. I think that's way too high. I think Applewhite will do a good job there long term. Lovie Smith at Illinois is a five. Yeah, he's Lovie Smith is one of the guys I would say is on the turbo hot seat or the nuclear fission hot seat. I think he's in that much trouble. And people love that hire when it was made. How about you, Illini J? David Beatty at Kansas is a five. Kansas is where all coaches go to die. David Beatty was celebrated when he was named the Kansas coach. People were high on that. Now he's a five. He was a one last year, according to this. Now he's a five. Yeah. No. Bill Snyder is 0-1. Obviously, Snyder's not in trouble, but Snyder has, you know, listen, he's 77, whatever he is, and a year ago, he went through cancer, and then this offseason had to deal with the suicide of his grandson. You know, you just wonder if you get to a point where it's too much, where it's too much. Mark Stoops at Kentucky is a four. Mark Stoops has done a pretty nice job at Kentucky. I think he's a little bit batty. I mean, he's a little bit of a strange guy. He may be the strangest of the Stoops brothers, and that's saying something because Mike's one of them.
The Stoops.
Yeah. I mean, on the scale of crazy, Bob Stoops is by far the least crazy, most sane. And then there's Mike Stoops, I think, above Mark Stoops. And if you saw some of Mike Stoops' antics early in his career, you'd wonder how he could be the middle Stoops. Billy Napier, a one. Skip Holtz, a three. Bobby Petrino, a two. I would say Bobby Petrino's higher than a two.
Well, yeah, isn't he in trouble?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, can't really win football games if you're in trouble.
Yeah, I would say he's higher than a two, at least a three. Ed Orgeron listed as a four. Not sure. Texter said, just turned it on. What do the 0 to 5 mean? You want to be a zero. Zero's the where you want to be. Five is your toast history. I see you there, pointing, Ramona. Hold on. Mark Rick, a one. They'll turn that number up soon. It may take one while. Jim Harbaugh, too, was a zero previously. Mark D'Antonio, a one. P.J. Fleck, a two. How is P.J. Fleck a two at Minnesota? He just got there. He's doing a decent job. Ken Niumatalolo is a one. How is he a one? Navy would make him the coach for eternity. He's got to be a zero. They're not firing him. Scott Frost, a zero. Where's my guy, Larry Fedora? Bob Davey is a five at New Mexico. Bob Davey. Larry Fedora is a three.
He's a three?
A three. Honestly, Dennis Dodd, you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. You know, Texter writes the three stoopages. I was thinking that as well.
The Stoops?
Yeah.
You know, I always think stupid.
Larry Fedora, a three? Stoops. You know what's curious? The guy listed right under Larry Fedora is Seth Luttrell, and I think... And I may be wrong, but I think if Luttrell in North Texas have the type of year with Mason Fine at quarterback that I think they will, at the end of the year, I think Luttrell could be potentially the replacement for Fedora. Although that would be going offense. And, you know, John Height suggested to me the other day on Twitter, thought that if Fedora does get fired, maybe he'll wind up as part of Nick Saban's offensive brain trust. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Saban loves hiring ex-coaches. Larry Fedora, three, is the dumbest thing on the list. I mean, Larry Fedora is not going to be the coach at the end of the year. There's just no way around it. He's fired. So he's a five. I mean, he's actually beyond a five. Larry Fedora is, and he's dead man walking. Let me just see if there are any other fives. I know, Ruan. I know we need to go. Chris Ash at Rutgers, a four. Are there any other fives on this thing? A five. Everett Withers. Yeah, well, he's in a doom situation. Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech. He's another dead man walking. He's fired. That's a dumb hire. Of course, they should still have Mike Leach. Randy Etzel at UConn's a four. I don't know about that. Maybe too soon. Tony Sanchez at UNLV, the great high school coach from that area, is now had the heat turned up on him, according to Dodd, a four. And quickly. That's it. That's it for the fours and the fives on the Dennis Dodd hot seat list. When we get back, Road Rage will start to draft the best wide receivers in the country. We'll do that and more when we return. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, Danmarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USANA.
Countdown is on. 51 days till Clemson football.
Johnson going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete to Smith. Cannon Smith, a touchdown. A throw of 13 yards for six. Cannon Smith's first reception of the season.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Road Rage with Walt Tiptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. Quickly, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every single day. You know, a lot of these places, they'll have these like going out of business sales or this yearly sale or whatever. And when they do, they reduce their prices by 10, 15, 20%. But the problem is their retail establishments and their prices are already inflated. And so the reduction in price is fundamentally meaningless. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep, you're getting brand new mattresses, including Serta and Beautyrest, for up to 75% off every single day. You don't need to wait for any special occasion or any of that. No. Every single day at the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca, you get those prices. Sleep has never been more affordable. It's never been more attainable. If you mention my name, they throw in the box spring free. So many of you have done this already. You know, if you haven't, stop snoozing, start sleeping. Get a better night's sleep starting immediately. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. My master list of wide receivers, I have, I guess I have about 40 receivers or so, maybe 50 on it. And we're going to try and narrow it down to 25. Let me get to Mountain Gamecock and Clemson Dad first on the Northland Communication phone lines. Mountain Gamecock. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Mountain Gamecock, as always.
Yeah, I don't get to listen to you much because I work in Asheville, but I will tell you, Harbaugh's got the... Harbaugh is a sorry coach.
Well,
for Michigan.
I mean, it's starting to look that way.
Yep. I mean, and they're turning... They're pretty much turning into a graveyard for coaches.
Well, you know, look.
And that, I really feel like that. And also, anybody who coaches at Tennessee more than 2 years will be fired.
Anybody?
Yes, because Tennessee will never be the team that they were at one time. Never be.
Then why is that?
Because they can't. They don't have enough talent in their own state to recruit from, and they can't get anybody out of North Carolina and South Carolina. They can't recruit in California anymore. They're just going to be, they're just going to be a has-been team.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what Jeremy Pruitt can do. I mean, they still have talent in that program. They've not been well coached. You know, everyone talks about their offense. And their offense has been bad, but the defense has been the real problem. I mean, at times they've actually assembled a decent offense in the last X number of years, but the constant has been that their defense has been terrible. And that's what they need to fix. So in that regard, I think the Pruitt hire makes some sense. And I think he has the capacity to do a pretty good job there. There are some things that you said that are true. I mean, I think that's the case. I don't think it's easy to win at Tennessee like it used to be. I mean, again, Tennessee used to make hay in all their neighboring states. In fact, they did a lot of business in this state, but the walls have basically been put up in this state, so they can't do that anymore. You know, Philip Fulmer used to come in here and take the best players, whether you believe in a guy like an Albert Haynesworth or not. He was a little lazy in high school, but, I mean, you know, they came in here and plucked guys like that, and you can't do that anymore. That's not happening anymore. So, and the... Really, there are some pockets of talent in Tennessee, but I don't know that there's enough to support that program and to turn it back into an elite program. I think you raise a fair question, and you know, we'll see long term how it turns out.
Yeah, and also, you know, I guess it was a week ago. You just talked about, you know, great college coach. I'm going to tell you one of my picks for one of the best college coaches of all time, that would be Tom Osborne. because he could recruit people to Nebraska where nobody wanted to. Yeah, who wants to go play ball in Nebraska?
Yeah,
and he would beat the Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, look,
the guy was great.
Yeah, look, I think Tom Osborne's clearly one of the great coaches of all time. I mean, he was at a little bit of a competitive disadvantage because he would used to have to take his Texas or his Nebraska teams down to Florida and play bowl games that were essentially road games. And, you know, and the environment was very different back then in the state of Florida in terms of, they're much more boisterous, I think. And it was a tough way to go. And Osborne at one point recognized that he needed more speed, and he started recruiting more speed. And once he did, and then he had this combination of this awesome combination of power and speed, then no one could handle him. He started crushing SEC teams, which before were beating him, and teams like Miami, which had become problematic due to their speed. And Osborne built a machine. And, you know, and the thing is, people act like that was 100 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. No, it was not. The biggest mistake Nebraska made was they sold out on their heritage and who they were. It was a huge mistake. They had an identity that was specifically their own. They should have stayed in the Big 12. They should have kept doing what they were doing. They mattered then. They haven't mattered since. I actually hope Scott Frost can bring them back to life because I think college football is better when Nebraska's good. So I hope Scott Frost is able to bring that program back to life. And I think he will. I think he's the guy for the job. It's not an easy job, though. It was an easier job when Nebraska was where they belong in the Big 12, not in the Big 10.
Yep. And I got one more thing, and I'm going to leave it with you. You was talking about, you know, Southern Cal's quarterback that stinks. I know South Carolina's got a very talented guy coming in, but they've got a guy that's got some raw talent in Jay Urich. And I'd like you to speak on him and watch some film on him.
Okay. All right, Mountain Gamecock, I'll do that. I appreciate the call. Good job. I think that what's going to happen at South Carolina is you're going to go from Bentley to Helinski. I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's what you're going to see. I think Helinski is the real deal, and if he suffers no long-lasting ramifications, I mean, look, he's going to suffer ramifications, but I guess what I mean to say is if it doesn't throw him off track, if it doesn't waylay his college career as it might, as it easily could, I mean, I just can't imagine what that young man's going through with his brother committing suicide and his whole world being changed. But he's a talent, and he's gotten bigger and stronger from when I watched his high school film. He reminded me, when I saw him in high school, very much of Luke Falk. He didn't have a huge arm. He threw to spots and with accuracy and with timing, got the ball out of his hand quickly. There were a lot of things to like about him. Now he's bigger and stronger, a bigger, stronger version. Now he's like at 225, and he looks different. And I think he's going to be a very, very good player at South Carolina. So you're going to go from, it's my belief, given the structure of this coaching staff, that you're going to go directly from Jake Bentley at some point to Helinski, and that's going to be the handoff at your quarterback situation. I don't think you're going to see anybody else at that position for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's going to be those two guys. Clemson Dad on the Northland Communication Falling. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I had another first question, but you were talking about Helinski. Why does he come all the way across the country, Walt?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea. I mean,
did he have other offers? I don't really know a lot about what he had offered.
Yeah, I mean, he had offers, and he's getting a lot of acclaim now. I don't know why he would have chosen South Carolina. I don't know. I didn't follow necessarily his whole recruiting process, and I don't know I didn't follow the stories of his recruitment other than I knew, you know, who he was and I had seen him play and I watched his film, but I didn't follow the day-to-day soap opera of the recruitment. So I don't specifically know what reasons he gave for choosing South Carolina. I'm not sure. But regardless, I think it's going to be a good fit for him, and I think he's going to be a very good player there.
Sounds like it. What I was going to talk to you about you first was Oakley. Was he nuts, or better yet, was he stupid or both? Or I was going to call about it, and then you beat me to the punch.
I don't know.
I mean, all the cameras and stuff you talked about, come on, man. What are you thinking?
And remember, he got in the big conflict at Madison Square Garden with the Knicks and management there. And again, I don't know really who to blame for that fiasco. I was sort of blaming Dolan because, quite honestly, I think Dolan's an absolute idiot. So if something goes wrong there, I'm inclined to always blame Dolan. And that's what I did in that situation. But, you know, if Oakley's going to continue to add to his resume of trouble, then I may have to reconsider and at least divide the blame.
Right. Kind of like what you were talking about, I think it was earlier, you mentioned a bank robber over here near where I live. You know, they caught the dude in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are thinking, you know?
Yeah, you can't walk into a bank and hand them a note anymore. You go into jail. That's so simple.
Not today.
No. Thank you.
And
James.
I think, like you said, it looks like Shady might be going to jail and doing some time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it sounds good for him in any way, shape, or form. And now maybe there's some surprise coming like there was with Reuben Foster, you know, but in digesting all this stuff and thinking about, you know, again, the friend's testimony, when I say testimony, I mean what she said, not that it's official testimony, but I don't think it sounds well. I don't think it bodes well either. Thank you, Clemson Dad.
One more thing. I like my Pop-Tarts toasted with butter.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. Toasted with butter is the way to go, apparently.
Looking forward to the rankings, Walt.
Yeah, I didn't know about the butter thing. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Yeah, by the way, the rankings are in a perilous situation right now.
They are
because the show's running out of time.
I thought you meant.
No, so the way it's going to work
is
tomorrow. Yeah, it may, part of this may be moved to tomorrow or perhaps even all of it, depending on how this goes here at the waning moments of the show. I should say that I think it was Ray who wrote me on the text line and said he believes his other brother was in law school at South Carolina. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. And the family apparently, according to what Ray wrote, has some designs on moving to Charleston. So maybe that's the case. Other than that, I don't know the specifics, the soap opera behind his recruitment. All right, Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, don't go anywhere because we have to talk about a player who's near and dear to your heart, and we'll endeavor to do that as soon as we get back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They do catering, tailgating, parties. They do it all. I mean, you're having any sort of get-together, have Tom's on your side. I mean, Tom's is the barbecue joint. Brock and Beth have just done an incredible job. When they bought it, again, they say true to all the original recipes. They added their own mac and cheese. They make that from scratch. That's incredible. So for any of your get-togethers, by all means, call Tom's Barbecue. Give them a little advance notice. They'll take care of your parties, your tailgates, anything you have, catering. They're also the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. If you think that sauce sounds great, and it does, because, I mean, again, who doesn't like Cheerwine? And that's the basis for the sauce. Well, once you try it, I mean, it tastes just incredible. They smoke their wings, have it down to an absolute science. They smoke them for 2 hours, then they fry them for 60 seconds. You get the best of both worlds, and then you can smother them in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. It's incredible. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652 for Tom's Barbecue. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I'm going to let you in here in this last segment if you want in. So 654-7627 if you want to join the conversation. Cliff, you're up next as soon as we get back.
The countdown is on. 51 days till Clemson football.
Johnson going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete to Smith. Cannon Smith, a touchdown. A throw of 13 yards for six. Cannon Smith's first reception of the season.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fence property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USANA.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Walt Dipchula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming right to you, Cliff. You know, it's interesting. I saw this on Twitter. It's actually one of the highest trending items. It's Oklahoma State, and I couldn't figure out, more specifically, it's Boone Pickens Stadium. I couldn't figure out why Boone Pickens Stadium would be something that's trending on a Thursday, 60 days before football season. It's because they're going to allow beer sales. And I was thinking, well, that actually makes sense because for two reasons. One, if I was a school that ever had that fight song, I would certainly want to be able to drink beer during a game. And if I had a defense like Oklahoma State does, I would also want to drink beer during a game because their defense is just an abomination. I mean, an abomination, one of the very worst in the country. That's why, despite the fact people always think this team is going to compete for a playoff or compete for something, they're never competing for anything.
I thought you meant a real fight song.
The prairie wind touches our skin. Another maverick morning begins. Wild West eyes rise before the sun. We are young guns on the run. Hang on high, pistols to the sky. We ride across the line.
You know, man, even the white guys from, like, the remote country areas thought that song sucked. You know,
yeah, I was looking in my list of real fight songs, you know, for that, and they're not in it, so that explains it.
Yeah, it's the worst thing. That's the worst thing of all time. Here's what I'm doing, because we've sort of had to slide everything back a little today. I'm not dividing this list. There's just too much to get to in the meat of it. It's going to take a while to go through it. So the draft will go tomorrow. So we'll have the wide receiver draft in its entirety on the show tomorrow. Texas says mullets and beer definitely go together. Yeah, there's something to be said about that.
Mullets
Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff.
Walt, I had never heard that Oak State fight song, and so I'm just now discovering that Pistol Pete is a Brokeback Mountain cowboy.
That's the worst fight song. Now, they only used it for a year, and
they probably had riots.
Yeah, the dude who sang it was like related to like an administrator there or something.
Yeah.
And so that was the fight song of the Oklahoma State football team for a year. We will never let them forget that ever.
Wow.
The
wow.
prairie so, wind so- touches our skin. This is actually a line from the song. The prairie wind touches our skin.
Yeah.
Another magic moment begins.
So Pistol Pete is based on Jake Gyllenhaal's. I'll stop saying that. So England, South Carolina has 2,000 or 3,000 total population up here in Spartanburg County, and they've got two receivers that I hope make your list, Debo Samuel and JJ. And you know, JJ, I guess, is a little tougher to evaluate being in a run-heavy offense, and I don't know how much blocking gets credit on this list, but when you pull up Bryce Love's Heisman highlights, you see number 19 streaking across for a lot of safety and linebacker seal blocks, and maybe that'll only pay off, you know, next spring during the scouting process, but, you know,
he is one of the tougher receivers in the country. He's a physical, tough kid, as you know, as no one would know better than you, given your family status. But he's a really tough kid. He high points the ball in traffic. He's a great target in the red zone. Makes plays in the end zone, makes plays on the ball, fights off defenders, shields defenders. You know, if there's an issue with him, it's clearly his overall explosiveness, you know, and that's the area that he's lacking in. You know, it's going to be important for him as the process begins, as the season comes to a close, that he that he works as hard as he can in those areas, because ultimately he's going to be judged in those areas. And, you know, and people think it's unfair, but, you know, the National Football League is basing their decisions off profiles for positions. And so he checks a lot of boxes. As you say, he's a good blocker. He's a tough kid. He makes plays on the football. Not real good in yards after the catch. Again, that's the explosiveness issue. And Stanford has been bad in that area the last 2 years. I like him. I just think he, you know, it's he, with a player like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, it's going to be vital that he tests as athletically well as he's capable of. And his draft position, because people are going to go in with this mindset about him. They see the good things. They want to see him run. That's what they want to see. They want to see how does he time. And you know, and there are ways to make up for it. I mean, if he can perform better than expected in the short area quickness drills, then more teams will be interested in him, even if he doesn't test great in the 40. But his draft position is ultimately going to be determined by his athletic measurables, because everyone sees him on film. They know what he's good at. What they want to know is, can he translate that stuff to the next level when you're playing against better athletes, bigger, stronger athletes? And that's one problem historically for receivers like him, is that as you move from the college level to the pro level, now all the cornerbacks are bigger, stronger, more physical, and more athletic. And so some of the things that you could do collegially, you may not be able to do at the pro level. And so these will be the questions that will have to be answered throughout the process. But he's a kid that anybody would take on their team collegiately.
Yeah, I think he'll test deceptively well. Coach Turley's a great strength coach out there, and one thing he did with McCaffrey is took a kid who tested deceptively well and translated to the field. So, you know, again, as someone who's seen every snap, he has very limited opportunities. I don't know how you measure efficiency in wide receivers, but if you could somehow see, you know, maybe passer rating when he's targeted or something like that, I think he'd be, you know, way up on the list. And as you mentioned, the production thing.
What do you think he'll run?
I think he'll be under 4.6.
Yeah.
And I can share more with you off air, but yeah. They do strength testing and he's done well. So, you know, stay tuned. But I'll get off with this note. When you draft, please consider he played more than half his career with Keller Crist. Have a good one.
That's a good point. And Cliff, I always warned you about Keller Crist. I always told you he sucked. And that's a fair point. I mean, and honestly, that's a consideration in some of these guys. Like, for example, you have receivers like Stanley Morgan at Nebraska or J.D. Spielman at Nebraska. These guys have not played with great quarterbacks. They're both hyper-talented players. And it's going to be interesting to see. Somebody sent me a message that said JJ was a 100-meter sprinter in high school. I don't think he's that fast. I mean, I think he's in my mind, when I watch him, I think he's a 4.6 player. I think he's in that range. And you know, again, he's going to have to do the best he can in that regard. Jeff, I'm coming to you in a minute. I know you were on hold the other day. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, one of the things you're going to see if Kelly Bryant actually maintains the quarterback position this year is you're going to see Kelly Bryant utilize the middle of the field more. By design, this staff did not utilize the middle of the field with him last year because that's the danger area. They wanted to be safe. They didn't want to turn the ball over. So most of Kelly Bryant's throws, probably 85% of them, I mean, this is just my visual appraisal, went to the outside for that reason, because the danger is the congestion in the middle of the field. And there was no real tight end target to take advantage of the middle of the field, nor was there any big body wide receiver. So he didn't have the luxury of those weapons, and that made the middle of the field more dangerous. I think this year you'll see Clemson, if it is Kelly Bryant, begin to explore the middle of the field with Kelly Bryant. I think you'll see more of that. We get to Jeff. Jeff, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Yeah, hey, I just want to let you know the other day you hung up on me, but, you know, everything's cool.
Good.
I probably deserved it. Love your show.
Thank you, John.
But I do want to, I'm getting in late because I work late, but receivers tomorrow, are we saying for this year's coming NFL draft who are the top receivers? No. Is that what we're doing?
No, this is strictly a college appraisal. It's a college appraisal based on who I think the best receivers will be in college football.
Well, okay. I was thinking NFL because I can't think of anybody in college right now. I mean, to me, T. Higgins, if I was picking, if he was eligible to come out next year, I'd take him number one over everybody. I think he's the next A.J. Green. But,
I made that same comparison many times. I think T. Higgins is very similar to A.J. Green.
I can't think of anybody in college that really is going to come out in the next year or two, maybe besides T. Higgins, that I can think of that's going to make a huge impact. The other thing is, I don't care if you give me 25 rounds, I'm not taking a receiver from Stanford. So, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. You know, I've got to admit, there is a little something to that. As I said, you know, the last 2 years in a row, again, this is off the top of my head, but I believe the last, and this is a sort of an obscure stat. It's not really a stat that you can see published anywhere, but I believe that Stanford finished last in the country two consecutive years in yards after the catch. And that's a dilemma. And, you know, you can't just rely on a quarterback to make plays and he hits his receiver and the receiver goes instantly down. And so that's a bit of a challenge. But, you know, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is just a tough kid. There's a toughness about him. You know, I think he's always faced these sort of challenges, and he seems to have overcome most of them. So he'll be interesting to watch. But going back to the other thing for a second, you know, again, I think Kelly Bryant, I think Clemson's staff is going to use the middle of the field more and take more opportunities with him this year. And I think part of it will be the improved maturity at those skill position play at those skill positions. And I think again, last year was a situation where, you know, when you have body types like Deion Kane and Ray McLeod and, you know, your tight ends is 6'2" and you have a new quarterback, the middle of the field's a danger zone. I think they'll explore it this year. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.